This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind-body system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. On today's show, coming back to who you are at your core and a complete round of EFT to release hunger phobia. Because there is always a place in your body. Emotions live in your torso region. They live between your neck and the top of your thighs. That's where your emotions live in your physical body. And by the end of our session, she was feeling light and energetic. Her eyes were bright and clear. She was really looking forward to tomorrow. She was excited about it. Her entire experience shifted. Her entire physical experience shifted. And yet, nothing had actually happened in terms of hours hadn't passed. She hadn't done a mega workout to burn off the calories, but she felt different in her body. And yet it's very common to feel a panic around hunger, especially if you've been on a starvation diet, a strict diet, or even a fast. And it's very popular these days. A lot of people like to go on what they call detox fasts, which are often just deprivation diets in disguise with a name that seems a bit more palatable, so to speak, but basically involves severely limiting your calories with the hidden agenda of dropping weight. So let's take a moment to arrive and be present with ourselves, to be present to this opportunity to tune in and connect. It's time to become present with your current experience in this moment now. Be aware of any sensations in your body. Maybe you're exercising. Notice what it feels like to breathe. Breathe hard and to sweat and to move your body. Or perhaps you're resting, drifting off to sleep, and notice how nice it feels to relax your muscles and unwind. Perhaps you're walking, sitting, standing, lying down, whatever it is, simply tune in and notice your current experience. This is a time dedicated exclusively to you, and to serving the highest and the best for you. So be present to it and allow it to unfold in the most delightful possible way. In that way that is so delightful for you when it really is just the way that you like it. And as you're present with your physical experience, drop inside even further and become aware of your emotional experience. Notice how you're feeling today. Notice your mood and how that feels physically in your body. Because you may have noticed this already, but your mood affects the way that you feel physically. And in fact, you could even ask yourself if you were feeling something, where in your body you feel it. Because there is always a place in your body. Emotions live in your torso region. They live between your neck and the top of your thighs. That's where your emotions live in your physical body. I was doing a session yesterday with a client who had just eaten more than she was comfortable with during the day. She was very unhappy about it. Now, mind you, this client used to be bulimic 2 months ago when we started. Now she's no longer bulimic, I'm delighted to say. However, she does overeat a little bit. Not that much, not anything like she used to do. But this day, yesterday, she had eaten more during the day than she was comfortable with. And when she started speaking with me on the phone, she said that her eyelids felt heavy, she felt fuzzy, she felt this horrible lethargy throughout her body, and she had this painful ache in her stomach, this fullness, this overfullness feeling. She really just felt terrible. And she said, "Oh, I just want to curl up into a ball." I bet some of you can relate to this, huh? I know that I certainly can. I remember the same experience myself. Something about overeating, it affects everything. Everything comes to that. And that's exactly what this client said yesterday. She's a phone client. She lives, I'm on the West Coast. She lives on the East Coast. And she was describing to me how she just wanted to curl up and go to bed because she felt so badly. Everything was related to this feeling of fullness in her belly. And as we did the work together, she became present with that fullness. She really experienced it, not as if she were actually in it, but more as if she were next to it, just simply noticing it and experiencing it. And as she did this, the feeling began to shift. And by the end of our session, she was feeling light and energetic. Her eyes were bright and clear. She was really looking forward to tomorrow. She was excited about it. Her entire experience shifted. Her entire physical experience shifted. And yet nothing had actually happened in terms of hours hadn't passed. She hadn't done a mega workout to burn off the calories. But she felt different in her body. Because she paid attention, she tuned in, she neglected to judge, and instead was present with, stood next to, and was simply present with it. And these dramatic openings and shifts occurred for her, so that her eyes became bright and open. She felt the flow of energy within her body. And her stomach now, yes, she wasn't hungry, that's for sure. And I'll tell you what, I bet she's not going to be hungry for quite some time because she ate too much. That's normal. That's called self-correcting. That's called the body adjusting because it's just had a whole bunch of calories. So as you tune in and are present with yourself, simply notice, stand next to and notice anything that might be going on in your body, especially those things that you're uncomfortable with. You might simply want to take a moment and be with those experiences and those feelings, a moment of compassion and companionship. And in this moment, you might also want to open up. You could even set your intent to open up your heart, your mind, your spirit, to connect with something that's greater. Perhaps it's a higher power, your higher self, God or spirit. Perhaps it's the supportive energy of all of the other listeners of this show across space and time. Simply open up to positive energy and feel your love and energy radiate out of you. And notice how it connects with that of others and comes back to you magnified many, many, many hundreds of thousands of times over. If you've listened to the last few episodes, you'll remember that I have changed or evolved my mission statement slightly. My mission statement is to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet and enable others to share their soul's gift. And of course, I'm so interested to know what your soul's gift is or might be. And I wanted to share with you on that note an email message that I got from one of my clients. This is also a phone client. She actually lives in Europe right now. And she wrote to me, "Renee, I want to tell you that our last session has made such an impact on me. It was almost as if I were gently shaken back into the person that I am at my core." And I really love how she worded that and that she said that, because it is so in line with what my new evolution of my mission statement is, which is really what I've been doing all along. It is about allowing you to be at once more authentically you, to be more authentically who you are, as this client says, at your core, while discovering and expressing those gifts that are unique and special to you. I talk about your life's path being that place where your passion, talent collide, creating that big bang that is your life's work. And your life's work may be on a grand scale, and it may be on a very small scale that is grand. It may be about just the connections that you make with those in your immediate environment, with your family, with your friends, with your coworkers. It may be reaching beyond that. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that you are doing the part. You are pursuing your life's work, your path that you were meant to pursue, giving and sharing of your gifts with the world. And in order to be able to do that, we must get out of our own way. We must be in a place of inner alignment. We must stop the self-criticism. We must stop the inner struggle, because it is a tax, a huge tax on who we are and who we can be. It's a tax. It's a gift tax. I like that. It's a gift tax on our soul's gift. So that's what I'm about. I'm here to enable you, to enable others, especially you, to discover and to share your soul's gift. So I want to thank that client of mine, especially for that beautiful wording of being shaken back to who she is at her core. It's time to take a break now to support our sponsors. But before we go, I wanted to let you know that after the break, I'm going to be guiding you through a round of EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. This is the technique I explained in some detail about 2 episodes ago that is a powerful technique that you can do on your own to access and release the limiting beliefs and emotions that have been holding you back. This is Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption. Green Talk Radio.
We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about that client who feels like she's been gently shaken back to who she is at her core. And what a wonderful thing it is to be able to identify and share your soul's gift by letting go of the struggle and coming to that place of peace and inner alignment. Now, I'd like to go back to the topic of the Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT as it's better known. If you haven't listened to episode 41, where I talk about the background to EFT, explain what it's all about and how it works, I really recommend that you do that before going through in detail this episode, because you'll have a framework for understanding. Today, I'd like to use EFT to demonstrate its power by addressing something that is incredibly common among people who struggle with their weight, and that is hunger phobia. That's right, fear of being hungry. And this fear is perpetuated through the diet industry when people say, oh, you'll never be hungry again, or take this magic pill or follow this magic plan and you'll never be hungry again, as if hunger were something that we should run away from and avoid at all costs, when in fact, hunger is a beautiful, a magnificent, in fact, feedback system that our body has to tell us that we've been eating the right amount of food. It'll tell us if we've had too much. It'll tell us if we've had too little by making us hungry or making us feel not hungry or full or satisfied. Hunger is there to tell us that. It's simply a feedback mechanism. It's a tool, a management tool, so that we can manage our intake to match our varying burn rates. And yet, it's very common to feel a panic around hunger, especially if you've been on a starvation diet, a strict diet, or even a fast. And it's very popular these days. A lot of people like to go on what they call detox fasts, which are often just deprivation diets in disguise with a name that seems a bit more palatable, so to speak, but basically involves severely limiting your calories with the hidden agenda of dropping weight. So if you've been on something like this and you've experienced extreme hunger, you may have developed as a byproduct a phobia of hunger or a desperate fear of hunger. Other people are afraid of hunger for a variety of reasons, but I want you to check inside, and if fear of hunger is something that is operated within you, then you'll especially enjoy learning this technique with the example case of fear of hunger. So, EFT involves tapping on specific energy meridian points. And just follow along with me. If you're driving, you will not be able to do this. So either just listen or pull over to the side of the road and follow along with me, or wait until later when you can go through it with your hands free. And I am talking to you headset wearers as well. No tapping while driving. Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being nothing at all and 10 being the strongest, how strongly you are have a negative reaction to hunger. In other words, say you hate being hungry, you're really scared of being hungry, you might be an 8 or a 9 or a 10. It's really emotionally charged for you. If it doesn't bother you in the slightest, then you might be a 0 or a 1 or a 2. So just notice whatever your level is, and just might want to make a note of it. Just remember that number or write it down. As you discover the first tapping point, if you were to make a karate chop, you would go, say, with your left hand. Imagine making a karate chop, hi-ya, with your left hand. You would hit the side of your hand, the side of your palm, beneath your pinky and above your wrist. So gently tapping, take three fingers from your right hand, the tips of three fingers from your right hand, and gently tap on this karate chop point of your left hand. Gently tapping there with the karate chop point of your left hand, and you'll repeat after me. Even though I hate to be hungry, and just allow the full emotion of that to come up for you as you do this, by the way. Even though I hate to be hungry, repeat what I say. Do what I'm doing, tap on that karate chop point and repeat what I say. Even though I hate to be hungry, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I hate to be hungry, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. And a third time, even though I hate to be hungry, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. So you're saying this full setup sentence three times while tapping on that left karate chop point. Now, go ahead and tap on the crown of your head as if you were patting yourself on the head towards the back, but still on the flat part of the top of your head, just patting yourself on the head. You can use your right hand here and just say, I hate to be hungry. Okay? The next point is just above your inner eyebrows. With each hand, the tips of the first three fingers tapping on either side, just above your inner eyebrows, I hate to be hungry. The next point is at the tip of your eyebrows, sort of near your temples. You just tap near your temples and you say, I hate to be hungry, feeling how much you really hate to be hungry. Now tap just below your eyes on that bony ridge beneath your eyes and say, I hate to be hungry. Now move to just below your nose, that area where your mustache would be if you had one, tapping there gently with the tips of one hand and say, I hate to be hungry. Now go to the crease in your chin again with the tips of your fingers of one hand, I hate to be hungry. The next point is just below your clavicle bone. The clavicle bone is that bone at the base of your neck. It goes across the top of your chest. And just below the center of your clavicle bone in your upper chest, an inch or two down, one hand on either side towards the center, you tap with the tips of your fingers and say, "I hate to be hungry." Now this I call the monkey point because you're going to raise one of your arms, just raise your left arm, go about 4 inches beneath your left armpit, and with the fingertips of your right hand, just tap there, tapping away on the side of your rib cage there, and you say, "I hate to be hungry." Go to the same spot on the other side, the other monkey side point, and you say, "I hate to be hungry," and look silly like a monkey when I'm doing this, by the way. The next point is the other karate chop point. In other words, on your right hand, the side of your palm, the karate chop point of your right hand, tapping with the tips of your left hand, the tips of the fingers of your left hand, "I hate to be hungry." Now I want you to tap your inner wrists together, tapping your pulse points together. Your hands will be crossed, one on either side, and you're making sort of a cross pattern with your arms, and you're tapping your inner wrists together as you say, "I hate to be hungry." Now turn your left hand over. Look at the back of your palm. There's a place, you can think about the bone that leads up to the pinky and the bone that leads up to your ring finger. Between these two bones on the back of your palm of your left hand, there should be a slight indentation between those two bones or a slight softer spot, and you just tap there gently with the tips of the fingers of your right hand, saying, "I hate to be hungry." Now go to the back of the other hand, tapping in that same spot. This is the last point in this round, and you're going to say, "But even so, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even so, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself." All right, now take a deep breath and just check inside for a moment. That was just a round to teach you the different points, the techniques. You may want to listen to it again to become familiar with the points. And on the next episode, I'll take you through more rounds, a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more quickly, now that you're learning the points, the main points to be tapping on. They're always the same, so that you can notice how much of a release you experience when you do this. And again, the key to the release is to access the full intensity of the negative emotion, just like going to the heart of the Death Star in that metaphor I gave the other day from Star Wars. You really want to go in right into the center of the negative to be able to release it and open it up and allow that positive energy to come right in, the fresh air to fill up the space, to fill up the energy in and around your body. That's what we're doing here. And I can't wait for the next episode to take you even further. And before we close, go ahead and check inside and notice your number, your score on that scale of 0 to 10 in terms of your fear of hunger. Notice how that number may have shifted just on this very simple, very basic, very slow setup round that we did. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. I do offer guided journeys on my site, mindforbody.com, mindforbody.com. I have 3 journeys offered for sale. One is called Sabotage Self-Sabotage, which is a powerful journey to create the kind of inner alignment that can make your entire journey easy. So if you buy the 3 downloads, I recommend that you do the Sabotage Self-Sabotage journey first and repeat it any time that you feel that you are at a plateau or that things are a little bit more difficult for you, you're on a learning curve, and you want to move to that next level of ease and joy. I also want to say thank you, a sincere thank you for your 5-star reviews on iTunes. I love it, and it is increasing the popularity of this show. I'd like this show to become number one in the health category on iTunes. That's my goal. And with every 5-star review that you enter, you're helping us achieve it. So thank you so much. If you haven't already entered your 5-star review, go to iTunes, enter in Inside Out Weight Loss in the search window. The show will pop up and you'll be guided to enter your 5-star review. Thank you so much. And also for filling out the listener surveys. It's so exciting to be part of this community that you are creating. Also, love your comments on the blog, personallifemedia.com/Renee. I'm posting an article up there every so often and getting wonderful comments about what's going on in your minds. I love to hear it. So keep the comments coming. Remember, go out there, support, and be supported. Join the Yahoo group. Start a group of your own. It's a great way to enrich your journey and improve your success. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to share your soul's gift. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.